Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.
So to recap, Banquo had done nothing wrong, posed no threat. Banquo is murdered. Murdered to protect Macbeth's position, but more important, to prevent Banquo's line becoming king's. The prophecy told Macbeth he would be king, told Macbeth he would be the head of a line of kings. The prophecy must be true. So Fleance survives. Just, let us remember, as Malcolm, Duncan's son, also survived. Macbeth instructed Banquo not to fail the feast. And Banquo keeps his word. With all the other guests assembled, Macbeth complains of the fact that Banquo is absent. And Banquo appears.
Here had we now our country's honor roofed, were the graced person of a Banquo present, who may I rather challenge for unkindness than pity for mischance.
His absence, sir, lays blame upon his promise. Pleased your highness to grace us with your royal company.
The table's full.
Here is a place reserved, sir.
Where?
Here, my good lord. What is it that moves your highness?
Which of you have done this?
What, my good lord?
Thou canst not say I did it. Never shake thy gory locks at me.
Gentlemen, rise. His highness is not well.
Sit, worthy friends. My lord is often thus, and hath been from his youth. Pray you, keep seat. The fit is momentary. Upon a thought, he will again be well. If much you note him, you shall offend him and extend his passion. Feed and regard him not.
Lady Macbeth knows that something's seriously wrong, because Macbeth seems to be losing it. There's nothing in the room, nothing for him to see, nobody else can see anything, but he's going crazy.
Are you a man?
Aye, and a bold one, that dare look on that which might appall the devil.
Oh, proper stuff. This is the very painting of your fear. This is the air-drawn dagger which you said led you to Duncan. Shame itself. Why do you make such faces? When all's done, you look but on a stool.
She knows what's happening. She knows there's something clicking in his brain. He told her about that famous dagger that he saw before him with the gouts of blood on it. She knows this is just pressure working on him. So she tries to explain to him, you're just imagining it.
Pretty, see there. Behold, look, lo, how say you? Why, what care I? If thou canst nod, speak to. If charnel houses and our graves must send, those that we bury back, our monuments shall be the maws of kites.
Banquo's ghost, whether it's real or imaginary, is tipping Macbeth over the edge. He's actually beginning to lose control.
If I stand here, I saw him.
Fie for shame.
Blood had been shed ere now, in the olden time. Ere human statue pours the gentle wheel, aye, and since too murders have been performed, too terrible for the ear. The times have been that when the brains were out, the man would die, and there an end. But now they rise again, with 20 mortal murders on their crowns, and push us from our stools. This is more strange than such a murder is.
His guilt at seeing the ghost is the first crack in his armour. He sees the ghost and the guilt starts to flow out of him. And he's going to actually say it all in front of these people unless she can shut him up. And he makes statements that are so extreme. The times have been that when the brains were out, the man would die. I mean, it's a glorious image. When you kill somebody, they're dead. So what are they doing coming back? All of these confusions, all coming with this great well of guilt, again proving to a degree that this is not a monster. This is just a man who's done something monstrous. An ordinary man like you and me.
It will have blood, they say. Blood will have blood. Stones have been known to move and trees to speak. Augurs and understood relations have by maggot pies and choughs and rooks brought forth the secretest man of blood. What is the night?
Almost at odds with morning. Which is which?
How sayest thou that Macduff denies his person at our great bidding?
Did you send to him, sir?
I hear it by the way, but I will send. There's not a one of them, but in his house, I keep a servant feed.
It's an interesting little side point as well, that already in the households of all the nobles, all the thanes, Macbeth has got a paid spy.
I will tomorrow, and be times a will, to the weird sisters. More shall they speak, for now I am bent to know. By the worst means the worst.
By the worst means the worst. I will go and summon up demons to find out the truth. He now knows that no matter what he does, his destiny is set, that he can't change it. So now he realizes he needs to know more.
For mine own good, all causes shall give way. I am in blood, stepped in so far that, should I wade no more, returning where as tedious as gore, strange things I have in head that will to hand, which must be acted ere they may be scanned.
You lack the season of all natures, sleep.
Come, we'll to sleep. My strains and self-abuse is the initiate fear that wants hard use. We are yet but young indeed.
This is where the next major change takes place in Macbeth. First, the realization that the dead don't stay dead. The ghosts of those we kill will always be with us, seeking revenge, and that there's now no turning back. He begins to realize that the only way of understanding what has happened must be to go back to the source of the prophecy. He must find out the truth by the worst means, by trafficking with evil. And then that most awful confession. I am in blood, stepped in so far, that should I wade no more, returning were as tedious as Gawor. He's reached the point where there is no longer a road back. The prophecy has driven him to commit himself to this terrible course of action. He has lost his way in the blood of his victims, and in order to survive, he now knows he's got to wade a lot deeper in blood. So thank you to Ronan Lennon as Ross, Patrick Moyner as Macbeth, Daryl Caplice as Lennox, and Mary-Kate Markey as Lady Macbeth.
Drama on One.
Sundays at 8 p.m.
rte.ie/drama on one.
Drama on One.